For those of you who are sales managers or aspiring to be sales managers, listen as Sandler explains the relationship between the sales manager, the Sandler trainer, and President's Club training. Listen and notice where the 3 points of the success triangle might make a difference.
What do you sell against, sir?
In the water conditioning.
Oh, water conditioning. That's easy. Living rooms?
Living rooms.
Oh, do I love that. If I had to make a living, I would go to living room sale.
Sales management. In your opinion, what's more important?
You know I got an opinion.
How important is a sales manager after this program? In other words, I envision the role of a sales manager becoming not as important after a sales department becomes good at Sandler.
Oh, no, I think our only job is to put up with the trash that you won't put up with on a day-to-day basis. You know, I always tell the story when I call on a sales manager to sell him our training. And he says, why do I need you? I said, well, let's do this picture. Let me tell you a story, right? You got salespeople working for you? You hire a new salesman. You don't make cold calls, though, do you?
Sure.
Oh, we make cold calls. Good. So I come to work for you, right? And you say, okay, Sandler, let's go. And you take me in the field. And we spend all day making calls, right? Mm-hmm. And it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're sitting in the car. We're recapping. And you say, what'd you learn? And I start, yeah, I learned this. I learned that. Good. You say, okay. Next week, you start making your own cold calls. A week later, I come back and say, Tom, baby, honey, sales manager, I don't like these cold calls. And I don't want to do them anymore. And you remind me that it was part of the job description. Okay? You don't go in the field with me anymore, but you sit there and spend 2 hours telling me what we did last time.
Right.
Okay. A week goes by. I come back. Here I come. I don't want to make them. Right?
Right.
You fire me, don't you?
Right.
Good. You never get fired from President's Club. I'll put up with that guy's trash every Thursday or whatever I have to do forever and try to coach and counsel him. I'll take that away from you because that's what you pay me for. And I'm here anyway, so I might as well deal with him. Right?
Right.
Now, what I want you to do now is concentrate on the good stuff. Behavior, numbers, sales, product, coaching, counseling. But you let them come to me, and I'll just keep putting them back together again, and I'll reduce your turnover because you don't see. You're only a part-time trainer.
Right.
I'm full-time trainer. Mm-hmm. You got other things. Does that help at all?
Absolutely.
That's the role of the manager.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We support each other. We're dotted line to each other.
Right.
You know, you got a problem with a guy on cold calls? You tell him go see Strauss. No, not me. I don't work anywhere, but Strauss will do it.
Sure.
Does that help at all? Really?
Very
yeah.
Much.
Thanks. How many salesmen do you have?
7.
How many guys are making quota? That's 4.2 guys. No, that's about the two-point guys. He's the weekend guys. Good. How many guys in the President's Club? 60%. I don't know what you mean. You're in the President's Club. How many salesmen do we have?
2 more.
We have 2 more in it?
Yes.
Are they part of the 60% or the 40%?
50-50.
50-50. So you got one guy making it and one guy's not making it.
Right.
And how long have they been in the President's Club?
Oh, they just started. 4 or 5 weeks.
Well, I'd like you to come with the guys for a while. Because as you can see from today, I don't know how active you are. The problem is if you only send me the salespeople and you don't know what they're learning, you're not going to know what they're doing out there. Once you learn and own it, then you don't have to come back anymore. But now, who do you work with? Al? Yeah, good. Well, you know, I'm sure you've worked with Al and he knows what the problems are. And the guy will come up. We'll save him. We'll save him.